Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, look at this. Not only was Monday a strong big day up, you'd kind of think turnaround Tuesday would be in play. Not the case, as wheat continues to lead the advance, up double-digit gains for Kansas and Chicago wheat. As concerns continue to grow now over the Southwest Russian dryness lingering, they've been dry and warm for the last 6 weeks. The next 2 weeks, there's no rain in the forecast for them, and they're going to be in the 70s and 80s. Now, western Kansas, Oklahoma is forecasted to get some rain this weekend, but midday metal weather models are backing that up. And so with yesterday's drop of 5% in the good exiting category, it creates a concern as wheat is now in the jointing phase. And in the next 10 to 14 days, they need rain. And this rain this weekend needs to occur in order to get some decent wheat yields out of that hard red winter wheat crop. So wheat strength maintained. Kansas, July, up 10.5, literally within a penny or so of night session highs. We're at 613. July, Chicago, 12.25 higher. 599.5, we're right at the 100-day moving average. You go through this on a closing basis for 2 days in a row, that'll bring you some new fireworks. This is what this heavy short position in the index funds that have in the grain complex create a problem. Little news here and there all of a sudden sparks them. You got big buying out of nowhere when normally it wouldn't be so, you know, flashy right now. Minneapolis wheat, the July contract, 8.5 cents higher, 671.25. September gaining 7.75 cents. We're on the highs near 680.25. Corn up 2.5 cents in the July contract, 452.5. Concerns Mato Grosso has estimated now that they seeded 10% less of the winter corn crop, confirming CONAB's estimates now that are looking for a 9% drop in the overall seeding for the Mato Grosso farmers. And that's their second corn crop has negative profit margins. And so they responded by just planting less. So Brazil, their crop is now under 120 million metric tons, makes any loss in Argentine corn production due to that corn stunt disease more important now, with exports for the U.S. likely to rise, possibly beyond the 2.3 billion bushels potential because of South American and Ukraine crop shortfalls. So corn firm, 452.25, up 2.5. December gaining 2 cents, 474.5. In the soybeans, follow through buying there as well. Up 5 cents on July beans, 1181.5. November, up 0.75 cents, 1172.5. Commodities remain volatile and you need a way to keep up with them quickly via your cell phone, your laptop, or your desktop. Heartland Investor Services has the application for you to get real live quotes. Call us at 701-222-0221. Now, cattle futures live. They've been down about $3 earlier in the session, recovering about two-thirds of that. Concerns growing over abscess liver problems in a lot of these harvested cattle recently. The calves being put on feed at a young age and then pushed to age weights not normal for them is causing livers to abscess, getting some beef rejected. So live cattle softer today versus feeder cattle higher. April cattle off 82 cents, 183. June cattle off $1.02, 177.02, literally $2 off lower session lows of 175.12. August cattle slipping $1.07, 175.32. Feeder cattle April higher by 82 cents, 243.72. May picking up 75 cents, 245.92. August up 82 cents, 259.30. Hog futures, again, banner day. June hogs at $2.70 higher, 108.20. July hogs up $2.30, 109.97. Gold lower by $6.80 at $2,339, but that's $30 off of overnight lows. Got down to $2,304.60 overnight. Silver was down to $26.71. Now we're $27.33, up 8 cents. The dollar lower by 42 cents, 105.50, with Bitcoin up $1.70, $66,756. Crude oil, a new retest of the weekly lows this morning, got down to 80.88. Now we're 83.12, up $1.22 on the June contract. Gasoline gaining 3.75 cents a gallon, $2.70, while the diesel fuel heating oil contract up 2 cents a gallon, $2.59. Any questions? You can find us at heartlandinvest.com, where you can go there and sign up for a quick 2-week free trial of our newsletter. Get morning text alerts, afternoon updates. It's worth checking it out. Heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.